Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that you can read, listen to, or watch. Articles, podcasts, and videos. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. You can take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, go back and listen to some of the past interviews we've done with our good friend Brett Clay, who's with us right now. He's a change leadership expert. He is the author of Selling Change. And Brett, give us your website, please.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
All right, so check it out. They can find out more about your book there, too, right?
Exactly.
Are you going to be, and Brett was telling us in the previous segment, folks, that he's going back to school. I mean, he's a young guy, but he's not a pup anymore. You've been around the block a few times, Brett, and so you're going back to school and to get your Ph.D., do you have a B.S. degree? Do you have a master's degree?
Yeah, MBA.
Yeah, MBA, and now going back for a Ph.D., his terminal degree. And tell us again, it's going to be in organizational change. Is that what it's going
to be? In organizational development and human development.
And human development. All right. And it's all about helping people learn how to lead change. So let's talk about the education. Education in America. You've got some perspectives on that, don't you?
Well, I think this raises an important question. I wrote a blog post, so I'm getting a Ph.D. Am I crazy? Why would I go back to school? Why would I continue to develop my skills? So we talked about in the last segment that that will help you, like you say, stay relevant to your competitor, to mm-hmm. your customer, sorry, mm-hmm. and enable you to have a better tool set to add value. And then, therefore, be valued more and maintain your desired standard of living. We talk about how it's required to be competitive. One statistic I looked up was that 67% of doctoral degrees in engineering were awarded to foreigners.
Wow.
So I have a kind of a hypothesis here that I'd like to throw out and see what you and your audience think about. And that is that we need to continue to gain new skills and educate ourselves if we're going to be competitive on a global scale. Now, at the same time,
you think America's getting behind the curve on that?
Well, if you look at a statistic like that, that two-thirds of doctoral of engineers are foreigners,
right.
It means that they're moving ahead in their skill set.
Right.
Now there's of course a lot more of them than there are of us. We're only 300 million population.
We're 5% of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're still getting a disproportionate number. But the other thing is there's been a lot of discussion in the press about the value of education. Just recently in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article about that MBA might not be valuable anymore, or might not be, let's put it this way, might not be worth the investment. And the problem is that a lot of these education options are so darn expensive.
Yeah.
So now we're faced with this challenge of wanting to continue to improve, those of us that really value it and want to maintain our standard of living and be competitive, but it's also so costly, and then people are racking up huge student loan debt.
Right, right.
Just recently, there's been news that student debt doubled in the last 5 years from $500 million to $1 trillion.
And one of the reasons for that, I think, is because, number one, they made it easy on them to get it. Number two, they don't have to. The money doesn't just go to tuition and books. It's also money to live on. And
oh yeah,
and so because it's just debt now. This is not debt tied to education as much as it is just people financial institutions making loans, right? And
there was Wall Street Journal cited an example of a lady that was going to law school, and so after 4 years of undergraduate and 3 years of law school, she had racked up a huge debt. But like you said, she also had used it to finance a lifestyle.
That's right. That's exactly right. And consequently, these kids are graduating from college with owning a house. But let me tell you, there's one other horrible statistic. 60% of the, I think something like only 60% of the people who take out student loans actually get a degree.
Ouch. That makes it hard to pay.
I forgot the exact number, but it was when you throw that in there, that a lot of the people who owe this student loan, these loans, don't actually have a degree to pay for it, to justify it.
Makes it hard to get the ROI.
Yeah,
but I
that's
think
right.
that the challenge for your audience, for the audience members out there, is there's a decision. Do we go back, and if we're mid-career, most of us, I think, in the audience, in that mm-hmm. situation, do we go back, and how do we do it? And I think now what's really interesting is the technology, if you think about it, is democratizing and even commoditizing education. It's
right.
making it easier.
It ought to be getting less expensive, shouldn't it?
It ought to be, right? Because now
right.
you've got this concept of massive open online courses,
mm-hmm.
or MOOCs, and they're taking, the idea there is that they take the most brilliant, theoretically, the most brilliant professors,
mm-hmm.
capture them in video or in some way, and make them available to across all the different institutions.
Yep.
So if you think about this,
that's going
to
happen.
Efficient.
That's going to happen, and when it does, it's going, when somebody offers that way at a price that people can afford, it's going to be a paradigm shift for the traditional education systems, isn't it?
It's going to totally change everything, and hopefully make it more available and reverse this trend of it being so expensive.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com, right, Brett?
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
All right. Hey, Brett, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
You got it.
Brett
baby.
Clay, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.